Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Gaffney's here. I know. I'm excited, too. 15 years Stephen's been hanging out with us. He's the CEO of Stephen Gaffney Group. He's a certified speaker, adjunct professor at Johns Hopkins University, formerly there. He's the author of Be a Champion, Just Be Honest, Honesty Sells, Honesty Works. You're starting to see the picture here. It's all about honesty and communicating. And today he's here to talk to us about teams, high-performing teams. And he's our good friend, Stephen Gaffney. Welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. Be a Champion. Did I mention that? Yeah, I think I did. That's the new one, isn't it?
Yeah, Be a Change Champion. I'm working on a new book, though, all about teams, which is going to be, I think, the topic of today.
Yeah, be a change champion. I want to finish, make sure I say that right. All right, so you've got teams on your mind because you of this book you're working on. Why do we need to know about teams? Why is that important?
Well, first of all, it's all about teams. I mean, look at Be a Change Champion, right? I wrote that book. It's all about change, you know, and what you need to do. But if change isn't going to go anywhere unless you've got a great team or teams behind that change to make that change successful. So it's all about teams. But what I've realized by writing the book and all the work I've done with working with the military and defense contracting and the mining industry, hospitality industry, is this stuff isn't easy, and there's so many myths out there about teams. And I wanted to go through three big myths that most people think are true, but it's just not true.
Myths. Now, you know, most people have a hard enough time. Out here on Main Street, most people have a hard enough time just understanding the concept of a team, because we really don't think, I don't think we spend a lot of time contemplating teams on Main Street. And
I agree. In fact, people don't realize that anything is, I mean, any two people or more consists of a team.
Yeah.
So your family is a team, your relationship with your customer, just any kind of aspect with two or more people is a team or could be a team. And one of the first myths is that people think that that team is really a team. And most teams, I found out, are really just committees. A committee wins or loses separately. A team wins or loses together. But so many people in the workplace say, we're a team. And then as soon as there's a problem, it's not, hey, it's not my problem, it's your problem.
So you're, yeah, in a committee, in the committee, somebody says, let's vote. And one side or the other wins, and the other side goes away having, you know, somebody lick the red off their candy. And you're saying in a team, we can't afford that.
Yeah, I mean, really look at just even in the politics of today, you know, there's no teaming out there. And it's really difficult. It is difficult to make a team a true team. But one of the things is to recognize whether it's a real team. And one way you can tell in the workplace is when there's a problem, right? When there's good stuff, everybody's like, yeah, we won. Like, look at your favorite sports team, right? When the team wins, it's like, we won. When your team loses, they lost.
Mm-hmm.
You can always tell not by the wins, but by the losses or the challenges.
Why do you think we think more like committees than teams?
I think because really fundamentally we don't put the work in to realize how hard and difficult it is to develop into a team. In fact, the basis of my new book is the 11 essential elements of a high performing team, and it's out of these reboots that I started to do because people have their past that impacts the present. So, for example, I did a reboot with a leadership team that when we did the ground, you know, the interviews beforehand, we found out that most people said, just leave me alone. I don't need to be part of this team. Yeah, technically, yes, but I can do my job and I don't need other people, or at least I don't need some of my peers as in with the quote-unquote team. And that's a problem. Right?
So
people aren't going to work together, but they don't think they need each other.
So do you think the way we are increasingly polarized today, we're sort of predisposed to be polarized, whether, you know, regardless of the topic today, it seems like we are increasingly that way. Do you think that's making people feel more like a member of a committee than a team?
Well, I think there's three reasons why this happens. One is fear, right? And the reason why I address fear right away is because a lot of people feel like, well, I got to get my job done. So, yeah, I could be more of a team player and help out other people. But if I don't hit my numbers or if I don't do my job, then I'll get fired or canned. So there's a fear element. And also that fear element is also because sometimes people have had really bad experiences of being in previous teams where somebody was passive aggressive or did something and it didn't work out so well. So there's people have a lot of fears around teamwork because you got to be vulnerable. You got to be dependable. It's basically saying, I need you. And for a lot of people, I mean, just think about people in their personal life and life as a whole, to just relinquish, you know, share your needs and being vulnerable is very, very tough. Mm-hmm. That's one reason. And going through the other two real quick, if you want.
Tell us what they are, and then I've got a quick question for you.
Okay, so the other one, and next one is incentive. So a lot of times, you know, people say, well, we really need to work as a team, but the incentives in the company place and the workplace is really you're incentivized to really do it on your own. So I do a lot of work with sales teams, right? And so the reason why they're not really a team is because a salesperson is a lot of times just judged, or business development person is judged by their own particular numbers. So they can help out their peers, but that's not really often the case. So that's the incentive angle. And the third, and that's another reason why this doesn't work out. And the third is leadership. Because sometimes people don't stress about the importance that we will be a team and the leadership behind that. And we could talk about that, but it's not.
And that's, in fact, that's my question to you. Are we more likely, is a committee, if somebody walked into a group of people and watched them operate for a little bit, if they saw that nobody was leading the group, wouldn't that be a committee? And if they saw there was an obvious leader, that wouldn't you call that a team?
You mean when there's no leadership or lack?
Yeah, no. Lack of leadership or not great, not stronger leadership. Yeah. That would be more likely to be a committee. If I want to be part of a team, that probably means that I'm either leading or I want to follow someone.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big reason, right? There's not somebody who's going to take the helm. I worked with one leader, and she was just afraid to make some decisions because she didn't want to, you know, alienate other people. But the problem was she wasn't pulling the folks together because she wasn't being a strong leader.
If I'm developing a team in my company, my small business, do I want to find a leader? Do I want to put somebody in charge of that team who's a leader?
Yeah, absolutely. But we need to be a leader. We have to ask ourselves, are we leading our customers? Are we allowing our customers to lead us? And you might say, well, you know, it's all about the customers. You know, all those books and all the things.
One thing about it with customers, you don't want to have committees with customers, because if you have a committee with a customer, your competition will win. You want to be a leader with your customers. Hold on to that thought. Stephen, I need your website quickly, please.
Yeah, justbehonest.com. That's justbehonest.com.
Stephen Gaffney and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.